Hi, Georgina here from Gem Writing, and today I'd like to share with you what an Olympic rower can teach you about your positioning. So let's get stuck in, because I have a question for you. And that question is, can you capture the core of your message into one memorable sentence? If you can't, then you should, because a catchphrase is a highly effective way to position your brand, take a stand for something, and attract and engage your ideal customer. Remember, if you're serious about getting your message out there, then you need to earn the eyes, ears and hearts of your perfect customer. But it's not easy to attract attention when you're competing with so much online noise. And that's where your pioneer positioning statement, in the form of that one sentence catchphrase, can give you an edge. You see, not only will the right catchphrase give your audience an insight into what you're about, it can transform your offer into a promise. What's more, it can give your audience an expectation of what they're going to discover, even before they dive deeper into your content. Now, a single sentence that conveys your entire business promise is pretty tricky, but it's not impossible. And to help you see this principle in practice, let me share a genius example. Yes, it's time to meet an Olympian. You see, recently, I was at a training event in Birmingham with the inspirational Ben Hunt Davis, MBE. He's a champion rower who won gold at Sydney in the men's eights. Ben's training was about setting and achieving crazy goals. You know, those aspirational goals that you would think amazing if you actually achieved them. Now, I've attended a lot of training events in the past. I love personal development and I love discovering new insights to help me grow. And what was really interesting about Ben's event was I knew it would be fantastic before I even stepped in the room. And I wasn't disappointed. You see, Ben's backstory and core message had already convinced me of the value of what he would deliver. Now, just imagine for a moment the impact on your business if you could create a sentence that could do the same for your message. Using Ben's example, here are some tips to get you started. Now, Ben's catchphrase is, "Will it make the boat go faster?" And as well as being his catchphrase, that's also his business name and the title of his book and his training course. But more than that, the catchphrase sums up Ben's message into one highly visual analogy to which entrepreneurs can relate and apply. Now, I first heard Ben's message in 2012 when he shared his story of Olympic victory at an Entrepreneur Circle event. The catchphrase, "Will it make the boat go faster?" in relation to the achievement of crazy goals, just stuck. You see, winning gold in Sydney was a crazy goal. No one, except the team, expected Break Britain to win. Because to do so, they couldn't just improve. They had to leapfrog the very best in the world. And "Will it make the boat go faster?" was the phrase which bonded the team together and provided the underpinning strategy that helped make gold medal winning decisions. You see, every decision was assessed against that one question. If an idea would help the team, it was done. If not, the suggestion was ditched, even to the extent that the team skipped the Olympic opening ceremony and watched it on TV from their hotel room. After all, being out of the Olympic Village on their feet for all that time would not help them win. It would not make the boat go faster. So you see, not only did Ben achieve a crazy goal, but he also discovered a process and a methodology for doing so. And all that backstory is neatly wrapped up within the catchphrase, "Will it make the boat go faster?" And I think it's quite simply genius. What's more, this inspiring sporting analogy translates to business perfectly. It's not hard to imagine your company as a boat which you're responsible for rowing towards your goal. And combined with Ben's catchphrase, you can discern the actions you should and shouldn't take to achieve the results that you want. Now, this embedded backstory is no accident. Ben told me he consciously wanted to develop a story that was relevant and would engage a business audience. What's more, Ben wanted to paint a vivid picture whereby business owners could metaphorically see themselves in that boat. As a result, this combination of storytelling and the memorable catchphrase, "Will it make the boat go faster?" gives that phrase a meaning and significance that far exceeds the one sentence alone. Now, when you remember that Ben's catchphrase is a question the team consistently asked during training, you'd think his one sentence would be obvious. But it wasn't. See, initially Ben didn't realise the extent to which business owners would relate to it. He hadn't anticipated the far-reaching impact of the phrase, "Will it make the boat go faster?" After all, this was an internal phrase used to support the team's Olympic goal. So the message here is to watch out for the obvious when crafting your own catchphrase. You see, it could be you already have the word you need. In addition, you need to test your ideas. Because while sporting analogies translate incredibly well to business, Ben told me that some aspects of his original message didn't quite resonate with his intended audience. So remember to be sensitive to the feedback you receive. And don't stress about nailing your message from day one. Instead, allow your words to evolve over time as you perfect what you need to say to get the response you desire. Now, your catchphrase or your pioneer positioning statement is just the first step in crafting and communicating your message. You also need to plan and publish content that consistently reinforces and builds upon your core idea to help your idea spread. And that's how the Pioneer Compass can help make your content boat go faster. In this way, the compass serves as a constant guide to keep your message heading in the right direction and your business rowing along the right path of the river. I know that you have an important message to share. I get that you have valuable work to do. But are you honestly thinking big enough? In short, what's your equivalent of Ben's crazy Olympic goal? And Ben's training inspired me to raise the bar on my own ambitions. As a result, I'm already thinking different thoughts and implementing stuff that's taking me out of my comfort zone. And it feels really good that we're here for a purpose. And quite often that purpose is terrifying, especially when it's far removed from where you currently stand. So if you're an entrepreneurial business leader who thinks, wouldn't it be amazing if I could achieve whatever it is for you, then I strongly encourage you to connect with Ben, and you'll find the link in the description below. You see, Ben's story is inspirational, his message is powerful, and the outcome for your business could be transformational. If you have any questions about crafting a one-sentence catchphrase for your audience, or you'd like to know more about the Pioneer Compass, you can get in touch with me at gemwriting.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and here's to your crazy goal.